This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
I have a question for Callum on the podcast this morning.
Oh,
that's great. Actually, I don't need to be here, do I?
What's the boldest thing you ever did?
Or just completely ignore my question.
No, I think
it's ridiculous, Dave.
Really, obviously. To pee.
I think you secretly love the podcast.
I love it, but
it reminds me of, do you remember, this may be a niche, of when there was a general election in the UK and someone asked Theresa May what was her wildest thing that she ever did.
Oh,
she was
running through the fields.
Yeah, when I was a child, I used to run through fields of wheat.
Do you remember the video where it was like, pig markets?
That's Liz Truss.
Is that not who you said?
No, Theresa May.
Oh, Theresa May. Sorry, woman in power.
Yeah.
Hey, I've an observation. Actually, we should have talked about this for the show planning. I've noticed on three occasions today, Fiona has snorted. So I think we should play a game of who snorts is this.
Oh,
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I'm a laugh snorter. Really?
I know. A snort feels good. I feel like once you get into your 30s as a woman, you just snort. It's like when your ma starts like not hiding her farts anymore. Like my mom just farts openly and doesn't apologize for it. And really? I feel like it happens once you get to a certain
age. I do that. To be fair.
Yeah, it's good. Callum, boldest thing you've done in school from your mom. Did you ever get grounded? Did your mother ever say you're a naughty boy, Callum Farmer?
Naughty. Never got detention in school. Wow. Ever.
Neither did I.
Honest people unite. Probably stealing. I accidentally shoplifted before.
Okay, no, that's not really exciting. Did you ever get home drunk and vomit all over your mother's kitchen?
No.
Did you ever try and piss on her carpet?
No.
Because I didn't.
Did you ever...
That's good.
I didn't do that. Didn't have to be pulled up off the ground by my poor mother. Nope.
Did you like go for the squat?
Yeah. I feel like, I think that's a thing.
What the fuck?
In my household. I tried to go to the toilet.
I learn more about you every day and I don't
really?
Know if I like it.
Yeah. I know. I had
a close to the toilet?
No, I was in my mother's bedroom. I wasn't anywhere near the toilet.
Is it really a common guy? Well, I was going to, obviously for you it's different, but I feel like with guys, I know a few guys who are divils for peeing in wardrobes.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
I feel like, yeah, I think that's a bit of a thing.
Armaid Paula.
Had a few.
I was in a hotel room with Armaid Paula before. Paula's fucking atrocious.
She's always wetting herself.
She tried to get out to go to the bathroom, and so she thought the way to the bathroom was out the balcony door.
Oh, see, that's dangerous.
I woke up. I don't think.
No, sorry, not the door, the window. She was getting out of the window.
Oh, God.
And climbing.
Yeah.
What's it called? Other Voices.
Yeah.
There was another Voices in Dingle last year and Big Al Room.
Other Voices mentioned today.
I had my clothes in one like area and Jack had his in the other. And I went to open the wardrobe the next day. So what the fuck happened in here?
No.
What?
He got in the middle of the night and pissed all over
my
clothes. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Obviously in the middle of a sleep went to open the door thinking it was the toilet.
That's the bathroom.
And he weed all over me clothes.
I did piss in my granny's bushes before, but I was
seven.
I've done that in the bushes. But like, you've got to know that there is no toilet there.
No, not when you're half asleep and you're pissed.
But I had a dream 2 weeks ago where I was pissing in the dream and I woke up and I was like, isn't that great? My body can tell the difference.
That's amazing. That is
I was having a full blown piss in the dream and I woke up dry.
Do you sleep in the nip?
I do in this heat. But not
like fully, like no pants, no nothing.
No, nothing.
Maybe that's why you're struggling to sleep. Maybe you should have a light linen on.
Yeah, well, I change it though. I change it up.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Dave in a silk nightie.
That'd be lovely.
He texts my girlfriend while I was away, right? So she put up a selfie of her in like this dress and in the bathroom. And he was like, will you get David to put that on?
Wait.
People just responded. I was like, no, you fucking weirdo.
Do you know?
And now we've established the boldest thing you've done.
1038. Dublin.
Emma,
Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello there, what's the story?
Hello.
Good morning.
How are we? Happy
good.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah, it is Tuesday.
All gangs here.
I was away obviously at the weekend and there is absolutely very little in my fridge.
Oh?
And I just couldn't be bothered yesterday going out to do a grocery shop. I really wasn't feeling
it. What did you get?
So I didn't even get a takeaway. I was just like, I'm going to just work with what's here. So for my dinner, I had one singular
waffle. That's really boring end to the story. Yeah. I was about to expect a really nice takeaway order.
No, I was just mooching around to see what was there. And in the freezer, I found one waffle.
Perfect.
One singular one left.
Nice.
I hate the way people do that and leave it in the big box.
I know. It's left. Like, come
take
on,
it out.
Just eat it. Nice freezer burned waffle.
There was two slices of bread. Brown bread.
Nice. Okay.
A bit boring. I didn't choose that. My friend Emer, who was in the house,
waffle weekend, on a brown
that.
Bread, not bad.
Waffle on a brown bread. That was dinner.
That's once, your chip butty.
Yes, exactly. I didn't really eat it like that. And I'm like trying to see if I can get through today as well. What's in the fridge at the moment is curry paste.
Okay.
Curry paste.
Two petit flous.
Oh, it famously go well together.
Yeah.
And an avocado.
That's great. That's lovely, Emma.
Do a shop.
I couldn't be bothered.
I wasn't bothered either, so I had 3 pints and a pizza.
Oh my God, that's stunning.
Happy Monday to everyone.
For the millionth time on the show, if I had your metabolism, my life would be very different.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
I don't mean to state the obvious, but things are not the best in the world at the mo. There's a few bits going on and it's just not ideal, as
heavy.
You'd kind of say. But that's not what I'm here to talk about, because I am not
so
qualified
why bring up-
to do so. I'll tell you, Dave.
Just depressing
I
me.
I will tell you, Dave. No, you're going to find so many new solutions to that with what I'm about to bring you.
Okay.
So I was talking to my friend Maddie the other night and they sent me this bizarre video, not even from TikTok, from YouTube Shorts. So you know someone's mental health is bad when they've deleted TikTok and they're relying on YouTube Shorts
to
for their
to escape
entertainment. To
I like YouTube
nice
Shorts.
On the internet.
I prefer LinkedIn Shorts. But I do like a YouTube Short, it must be said. And a Facebook Short. I get really attached to them.
Well, like, I know that you and me are similar in this in the sense that we will never delete Facebook.
Never.
Just because of... There's just a lot of great stuff on there. But YouTube Shorts, I mean, you'll be annoyed at this, Dave. I was watching it, like, I don't have the app downloaded, so I was like, what?
This does my head. She doesn't have YouTube downloaded, so she watches it on Safari. It drives me insane.
But I still got the intention of the video, okay? So basically, this video that my friend Maddie sent me, it's like a role play that one girl does with herself about like a difficult customer in a bar, and that like the customer is being rude and that the bartender, the like customer is saying, oh, let's get the manager, I know the owner and you'll be out of a job. And
is she
then,
only playing one character or is she playing
no, she's
two
playing
characters?
Both.
Right, okay.
And then the video ends. The girl is the owner. Wow. Okay, fine. And but like alongside this, there's this random assortment of cooking videos happening and it's like a stitch for reasons unknown.
It's underneath it and it's just so
they're
it's like two
side
videos.
By side.
Yeah, it's for the ADHD people.
Okay, so that's what that is. And I like first of all, the girl whose video I watched has clearly never worked in a pub. Like I was like, this interaction as you do it never will happen. And I was like, what's going on with the food on the side? And my friend Maddie was like, I'm really embarrassed. This is all I watch. They were like, and I like, and then they sent me loads more and they're all the same. They have like the food on the side. Okay, so that's an ADHD thing. And the like fake hospitality scenario on the other. And sometimes they even leave the sound on of the food videos.
Oh, I hate
and
that.
And the hospitality thing. And I'm like, this is insane.
Wait till you're on my ADHD side of TikTok because you'd have the actor doing that whole scenario.
Actor is a stress.
You'd have that whole scene and then you'd have the food and then to the underneath you'd have Subway Surfers.
This is insane. I'd never seen this, but I kind of like started thinking like, what is my corner of TikTok or general entertainment that I would be embarrassed for other people to see that I watch and that I really like, that I consume to feel safe?
Yeah.
So the first thing that came to mind was this girl, Kayla G21, okay, my friend who lives in, I'm going to assume Florida, just for reasons that you'll hear shortly.
Okay.
She works in Disneyland as a performer person, and she does loads of cosplay, and she had a chemical peel gone wrong.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Ouch.
So if you don't know, a chemical peel, basically it's a treatment where they like remove a layer of your skin, like actually take it off so that it kind of like gives you, I don't know,
it rejuvenates.
Fresh baby, rejuvenates. Yeah. Yeah. But I will never get one after this. So basically she got a chemical peel in a room where there was a dog wearing a nappy, and then she got the most insane growth on her face, and I've watched as this growth started at one small spot.
Hygiene, man.
I know. No, it's insane. But I guess she was too polite. She's too much of a people pleaser. She was like, "Yeah, this is perfect."
Oh, the dog in the nappy was in the
dog in the nappy was in the room while she was having a layer of her skin removed. So I have followed this woman's journey for a long time. Here's how it started.
How was my first ever chemical peel? Glad you asked. I'm about to show you guys something so foul, so disgusting. This is not a normal reaction to a chemical peel, what happened on my face. The only thing that I could think of that explains this side of my face that I'm about to show you guys is maybe the acid was too strong for me, or bacteria entered in through my compromised skin barrier. Either way, I'm so sorry for what you're about to see. 3, 2, 1.
And obviously this isn't a visual medium, but it was a growth that went from strength to strength. It started as a small spot, ended up as a volcano. She got misdiagnosed a million times. I followed the whole journey. But anyway, check her out if you want. Do you guys have anything similar?
Honestly, any power washing video, I will watch and watch and watch.
I do like a power washing video.
If a comment says, this one's even better, get me over there. I love a good power washing video. Anything that gets real dirty and then really clean, very satisfying.
Check in the comment section of a power washing video is a place where you know you're going to be safe.
Yes.
Like, that is a safe corner of the internet.
I have so many niches. Does anyone on the cutting sand side of TikTok?
I've seen it, but I haven't delved
in. Big fan of that.
Okay.
Slime, obviously, because I'm a 14-year-old. There's this one like AI-generated video of like, it's just a ball, like a tennis ball, and different styles of blankets falling over the ball. And it's like,
nice.
If the blanket only had 4 cuts, if it only had 16 cuts, 24 cuts, how would it, you know, whatever.
What are the cuts?
Like, as in like, kind of like how it kind of goes over the ball.
Okay.
Yeah, like
okay.
How soft it is, basically. And then Reddit stories
being
told aloud while someone does parkour in Minecraft.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
love
then,
it.
Are you smarter than a 6th class student? It's crazy.
That's a tough one for
and
you.
The answer is no.
Disappointed time and time again.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do to feel safe in this
you
world.
Do.
Speaking of Dua Lipa, by the way, she was performing in the UK last week, and she brought out Jamiroquai onto stage. And it seems to be kind of a thing that like Dua Lipa's doing, where she kind of brings someone out, because she brought someone else out as well.
Charlie XCX
on the other day. Yeah, I remember Jamiroquai. Yeah. That's showing my age now, I'm like,
that's showing your age.
But yesterday we were talking about this as well, and we said this. And she played in the UK there the other day, and Jamiroquai, she brought out Jamiroquai, and then the next night she brought out Charlie XCX. And you just know in Dublin, you just know who's on call.
Yeah.
You know for a fact. Let's all say it together. Please welcome Dermot Kennedy. The fact that worked, I was so happy with.
Oh my God.
Like the
I was panicking. I was like, Dermot?
Yeah, Dermot. I was nervous as well, but it felt right. Yeah.
Man is on call. He gets called up for everything.
He was called by Zach Bryan over the weekend, one of the best singers in the world, when he pulled him up on stage, which was nice, but like you said, constantly.
But this is what I'm saying. We're not the only people that have noticed. Mm. Like, this is a TikTok from a girl, and she's even starting to notice as well.
If you have ever been to a concert in Ireland, there's a 98% chance Dermot Kennedy has stormed the stage. He has rushed the stage. He's there. He's booked. He's busy, okay?
He is there, he's booked, he's busy. That is Dermot Kennedy. And so obviously Zach Bryan was playing, I think he played 3 nights over the weekend here in Dublin. And one of the nights he brought out Dermot Kennedy onto stage, and it was this huge thing because Dermot's on stage and it's not Dermot's gig. What? I'm convinced Dermot doesn't actually do his own gig.
I don't think so.
Dermot's ever headlined any. because I was like, God, that must be... couple of times now that Dermot Kennedy has surprised fans.
Mm.
I don't think it's a surprise anymore at all. I think it's
almost
just
a disappointment if you don't get the 2-for-1.
Like what? Yeah, exactly. Like Olivia's on tonight. Do you know what I mean? And you must be
like, please welcome.
And what time is Dermot on? Do you know what I mean? He'll be on in 10 minutes. But so I had a look up to see how many times Dermot Kennedy has surprised fans. And you will be surprised. It is quite a lot. Mm. Niall Horan at the 3 Arena in Dublin in February 2024. Horn praised them as one of our absolute finest, and they performed a duet of Outnumbered.
I mean, that makes sense, I feel.
Yeah? Mick Flannery?
Who's he again?
He's a singer, apparently. basically, he was playing in September 2023. And Dermot was a surprise guest.
Of course.
And came on and played a song from his busking days. Noah Kahan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Emma, I think you were at that gig.
And
Noah Kahan brought out Dermot as a special guest in February 2024. Someone said, Dermot is my favourite. And basically, Noah's a big fan of Dermot.
He's playing next Tuesday.
Who is?
In Marley.
Noah Kahan.
Yes. So you may be sure Dermot.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. There's
he's
another
one. Set up, Cam.
The Late Late Toy Show.
Oh, yeah.
Dermot joined 14-year-old Michael Maloney mid-duet of Giants on the toy show.
Michael's like, I wanted the Spice Girls.
Michael was singing the song absolutely fantastically. And then Dermot came out and was like, shut up. And sang it with him. But mainly kind of took the limelight off Michael.
I love the toy show surprises when like the years that the budgets are low. And yeah. It's like, here's the caretaker from your school.
I love when they surprise the kids with their own dad.
Yeah.
or their own granny. I was such a big fan of that. Barrettstown Charity Bus, gone Grafton Street.
Oh,
yeah,
hi,
Dermot
yeah.
surprised fans by appearing on the balcony of Bewley's. Do you remember that?
God, that was actually kind of exciting. Everyone lost their minds.
Huge
that
moment there. Dermot surprised fans at Guinness Live and Rising pub tour as part of Guinness's pop-up music series. He played intimate surprise gigs in the Long Hall and Toners and Devitts.
That'd be cool.
So you'd think, Grant, that must be the end. No. Apple HQ in Cork.
Stop.
Dermot treated staff with a surprise acoustic performance at Apple's Holly Hill office in Cork, complete with ice cream. And an impromptu thank you concert.
Well, that's nice.
And that must be the end. No. Absolutely not. He played the Guinness Storehouse, which was a part of, I don't know, whatever. Other Voices. Dermot Kennedy is our surprise act tonight at 8:30. Get down early. This one's going to be rammed. That was in 2018. Emma, you were probably there.
I wish I was.
And so, yeah, I'm just kind of like at the point now where I'm like, Dermot needs to stop. Needs to finish up. There's no need. No. We've heard every single song. We know what he's like to perform. And I'm kind of at the thing where I'm at the moment where I'm like, he's going to play your child's christening. Do you know what I mean? And you won't know about it, but he will show up.
God, I hope it's mine. That'd be brilliant.
Who would you want as a surprise?
Oh, I don't know, just a bit of peace and quiet.
Who would heal your broken heart?
I don't know, a bit of John Mayer maybe.
Oh,
that'd
wow.
be nice, yeah.
Okay.
It's just one. What about you?
I was just going to say Addison Rae or something now and give me a headache.
Well, sorry, what is the beef with Addison Rae? We actually need to investigate this. I would like if Addison Rae came out, actually.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Welcome on in. It is Tuesday and we are about to kick off Top 10 Tuesday.
Ooh.
This week, I'll be giving you a topic and Dave and Fiona and you listening, I suppose your job combined, is to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, in the past on Top 10 Tuesday, we've done the likes of the 10 most populated counties in Ireland.
We did.
That was last week. I was off. That was very good and yous were terrible.
Sorry, we got loads of them.
You forgot, like, huge ones.
No, we didn't.
You forgot Mead up until, like, halfway through the game. I was like, it's right there.
Still remembering it.
And Kildare and Wicklow.
So you listened to us in your office,
Dave?
Did you?
No.
Well, now your pen doesn't work, so how do you like that?
Now, listen, we've also in the past done the top 10, or the last 10 performers of the Super Bowl halftime show and loads more in between as well. So look, in case you're new to this, this is how it works. Dave and Fiona have 3 lives each, and they'll take turns to try and complete the top 10 list. They'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life if they do mention something that is not in the top 10. But if they can't do this, if they can't fill out the whole top 10, we will throw it out to you listening. So listen closely on this. And you'll get an IMC Cinema Pass for each gap that you fill in. So if anything comes to mind as we go through this for you listening, message it over to us on 087-711-1038. Callum came up with this, guys.
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I can tell it by the look in your eyes it's not good.
I think it's dirty.
I have a feeling I know what it is if you said it's dirty. Is it the last 10 Top 10 Tuesdays?
Oh! That's really cool.
But wait, guys. Is it dirty or is it dirty?
It's just the first dirty. It's not even saucy.
Oh,
no.
Right, okay.
This week, I'm looking forward to seeing your reaction to this. The 10 punctuation marks.
Oh my God.
That appear above the numbers on the top of a standard computer keyboard.
You're a freak.
Sorry, what?
You're a freak.
We're looking for the 10.
Is there actually something wrong with you?
The 10 punctuation marks that appear above the numbers on the top of a standard computer keyboard.
So, you know, on the keyboards, there's obviously 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yeah. 8, 9, and 0. When you press shift on those numbers, you get punctuation.
Yeah.
You've got to tell us the punctuation.
Yeah, and obviously, okay. For you listening, if you're an office or have a keyboard in front of you, it is naturally a lot easier than other weeks to cheat on this. Do you want to have a go, guys?
Yeah, let's go. Number one, exclamation mark.
And that on the list, Dave, is at number one. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Number one. Okay. On the top. Full stop.
Full stop isn't there.
Is it not?
I want to say percentage sign.
Oh, yeah.
Percentage sign, Dave, is at number five.
Fine. Done. That was percentage. What about semicolon? I don't think it's there.
I don't even know what that is.
I'll tell you later.
What?
We used to do this learning to type game in school, and it would always be like semicolon.
But you should know.
Semicolon.
You should know the answers.
And we
to
had
this.
To type with a sheet over our cards.
You're having a mare, Fiona.
Quotation marks.
Quotation marks, Dave, are at number two.
Yeah, come on.
But they're on one each, aren't they? Okay.
No, they're both
what,
over
you think
two.
There's another quotation mark? Like,
yeah, there's
one and
on
two
either.
And one and three.
No. Okay.
It'll pick up that it's a closed quotation mark.
Right. Same.
Yeah.
Oh, like there's ones on the side and there's ones on the top. I know the. Slash.
No. I can tell you.
Fiona is out. Look, Dave, it's over to you. What a mare this girl is having.
Okay.
Dave, we're missing 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you're on your own.
I don't think it's a question mark. I don't think it's full stop. I'm going to put hashtag, but I don't know if hashtag's on it. No, I didn't.
The hash is there, the return
yeah,
key.
Yeah.
Come
just
on, Dave,
your
think.
Keyboard.
Let's go. Go. No, I don't think it's equals.
It's really hard.
Yeah, it is quite difficult to figure out all the signs. I don't know. I don't want to say it wrong, but like pound, like a pound, like a euro.
Number three is pound. That's all I'm saying.
So that's the British pound.
Yeah, the British pound. That's on most standard keyboards.
Number three. So you're after getting one, two, and three. Now imagine what's on four. What's over four?
Is it the dollar sign? Is the dollar sign there? Yes.
That can be the dollar sign or the euro sign, depending on if you
four.
Go Control-Alt. Yeah.
Well Class. Done.
So you're after getting the top five there, and literally you're just missing 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay.
Any other guesses?
Equals?
No.
No.
No equals there.
And then I've one more life, do I?
You do, yeah.
What are some other signs? What about just dash?
I already said that.
No, you said
slash. I said slash.
What about dash?
Is that
like a minus symbol?
Dash. Yeah.
I'm out, obviously.
No.
Crap.
You gone. Okay. Listen, we have completed.
I got five, though. That was.
No, that's really
decent.
Good. And I did all right, too.
What we're looking for this morning is the 10 punctuation marks that appear above the numbers on the top of a standard computer keyboard. Number one, exclamation mark. Number two, quotation. Number three, pound. Number four, it's dollar or euro sign. And number five is percentage.
I obviously only use the left side of the keyboard.
Yeah. That was really impressive.
Can you listening do this? Can you please fill in 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10? It's completely over to you now. You'll get an IMC Cinema Pass for each one you correctly guess. So get them over to us on WhatsApp.
Don't be Googling.
On 0877111038.
Looking at your keyboard now.
I'd be Googling the bejesus out of this. Get your message over to us. And as we said, you can win some IMC Cinema Passes for getting involved in Top 10 Tuesday here at Spin this morning. You had a dream. This is Summer's number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin, Win Your Way to Longitude with Michaela after 10. But right now, we're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. Woo. This is where this week it'll be me giving you the topic, and Dave and Fiona, their job was to fill in what they thought this morning the 10 punctuation marks are that appear above the numbers on the top of a standard computer keyboard.
It's mad that our show peaks at before 8 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Oh, it does. It does not get better.
Like for the rest of the week, it's nowhere near as good as this game.
We have so much love for this game.
So
it was a tough one this morning, though. Fiona scored no points.
Why are you bringing it up again?
Dave, on his own, managed to complete the top five. Exclamation mark of one. quotation or speech mark at 2, the pound symbol at 3, the dollar or euro symbol at 4, and the percentage sign at 5. But then we crashed out. We've no lives left. So it's over to you, and it's Clodagh standing by. Do you have any guesses for us?
Yeah, I will do. So there's an and symbol.
An and symbol. Ah, the and symbol.
That's in there at number 7. Yeah. Well,
that's
done.
Very
number
good.
7.
That's
very one. Good.
There's a star symbol.
Yeah.
The star symbol. That's 8. Well done. Well done, Clodagh.
Clodagh, you're very good.
The little asterisk, isn't it?
Yeah. 2 IMC Cinema passes for you.
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Any more for us?
Brackets.
Brackets aren't there. I don't think brackets are there.
So where do you think brackets are, Clodagh?
I think they're on 8. I want to say like 8 or 9.
It doesn't really matter. That's not part of it. But open bracket and closed bracket complete 9 and 10. So that's another 2 for Clodagh. And all we're missing is number 6.
And then the last one is equals.
No, I said
we actually had a guess on that, so that's not it. But look, not to worry, you are after scoring yourself 4 IMC Cinema passes, and the final one we're missing is a dirty one. I wouldn't have had a clue myself.
One.
It's called Carrot. It's the arrow pointing up.
Ah, that's useless. Why do we have that?
Like, listen, Clodagh, well done you.
That was impressive,
and
Clodagh.
It does sound to me like you're on the move and not looking at a keyboard, so I'm even more impressed. Well done.
Yeah, Clodagh, unreal.
Yeah, Clodagh, do you just really like keyboards? Yeah.
Yeah, I just absolutely love them.
Yeah. It's good to know, Callum, you're not the only freak.
Right.
Have a good day, Clodagh.
Thank good luck, Clodagh.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
103.8. Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello there, what's the crack?
Good morning. Morning, what's happening? At the risk of sounding incredibly sexist.
For God's sake, it's the racism on a Monday, the sexism on a Tuesday. We're going for the whole trifecta. Wow.
And I'm using Pippa, my girlfriend, as like a base here.
Oh, that makes it grand.
Right? I have a theory, right, that if you don't know football, girls don't know that there's 2 Ronaldos.
I don't know. Emma? There's 1 Ronaldo, Cristiano.
Yes! I was right!
Who's the other one?
Brazilian Ronaldo. Fat Ronaldo.
What's his first name?
Excuse me?
Ronaldo.
Now you're fat shaming
people
as well.
What's his full name?
Ronaldo.
Just Ronaldo. Okay, so you don't know Ronaldo.
No, he's literally just called Ronaldo.
He doesn't have a surname.
He doesn't have a surname, doesn't have a first name. It's just Ronaldo.
Like Madonna?
Yeah, pretty much. Like Bono.
Like Big Fat Sue and Gavin and Stacey. Ronaldo, Big Fat Ronaldo.
So you don't know about this other Ronaldo?
No, did you just find out last night as well?
No,
you
this is the this is the OG Ronaldo. This is Ronaldo before Cristiano. This was, but I just had this I was like, because people was like, what do you mean there's 2 Ronaldos? And I was like, what do you, like the OG Ronaldo, the, like unbelievable Brazilian player. He played for Real Madrid. I want to say he played... Did he just play for Real Madrid? Did he play for Juventus or something? I'm not sure.
I don't think you guys
but
know
the main thing
that, about him sounds like
the main thing that he's kind of famous for is his haircut, and it was an island in the middle of his head, and he wore this at the World Cup, and I'd like you to describe the haircut, and I think I did a good job.
Oh yeah, he kind of rings a bell.
He must be fuming that the other Ronaldo came in after him and took his name.
Absolutely fuming, because he was one of the, he was probably the best player in the world. So there you go, that's Brazilian.
What do you do now? Does he still play?
Well, I'll show you him now.
Good lad.
Yeah, there's a
well,
good lad.
Do you know what I'll say? Actually, I'm not going to say anything.
Go on.
Say it with your chest.
If I was training like that for my whole career and then I had made my money and I was done...
You're going to get a few takeaways.
I'd eat the pizza too. Do you know what I mean?
This is Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa!
Take me to Dua Lipa!
Today is the day, guys.
Oh, is it?
Very Dave, is excited. It appropriate?
Listen, I wanted to take a nap, but I suppose fine.
Is it appropriate to do the bit?
Today's the day.
Today's the day. The sun is shining. The tank is clean. And we are giving away Dua Lipa tickets.
Yeah, I thought maybe.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant...
The passion wasn't there.
I thought you meant, like, is it appropriate to actually do this today? And I was like, I'm a bit tired. Maybe do it tomorrow.
Listen, today is the day that we will be giving somebody 4 tickets to Dua Lipa and that gorgeous day at the 4 Power Mespel Hotel. Dua is playing the Aviva on Friday. And I'm getting spammed. Is anyone else getting spammed? around with her tour footage at the moment online. Yes. It looks so fun.
Looking insane.
Smug, I have my tickets.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going for drinks with my friend who is leaving me after like two drinks to go to Dua Lipa. And I'm like, I'm rage. I would have liked to go to the Aviva to just sit outside and just like listen to it. I might do that still, actually.
Well, there's a lot of FOMO around about this because it's completely sold out. And after 12 o'clock today, we'll be taking to the phones to try and give away those tickets.
Yeah, we got four of those tickets. It's a sold out show. As Emma said, the 4-star Mespel Hotel for a night at the gig as well. If you want those tickets, all you got to do is spin1038.com. Fill out the details on the form, right?
Really and easy, that form, lads.
Very, very simple.
Takes 2 seconds.
And it's free as well to enter, by the way. You got to be 18 or older, though, and you can find full T's and C's on the website. You need to get your entry in by 11 o'clock today, and we could be calling you. Just go to spin1038.com, fill out that form, and you are in to potentially win this Dua Lipa competition.
Now, but there's one small thing you need to remember, and this is the most important thing. If you enter and you get our call, you have 5 rings to answer with something very specific. It's not hello, it's not how are you, it's not who's this, it is take me to Dua Lipa. Yeah, I can't make it clearer.
Okay, so hold on, can we just do a little ring there?
Yeah.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring. Ring.
Hello?
No.
Oh,
gone. You'd be gone.
Oh, okay.
Take me to Dua Lipa is the exact phrase we need, and we're being kind of pedantic about this. Well, actually, Callum is. Mm. It can't be bring me to Dua Lipa or anything like that. If you just say it right within those 5 rings, you win, and you can tell if you even have 3 friends, you lucky thing, that you're all heading off together. Register on spin103.com right now. You're running out of time. Lines will close on this, or the form will close on this. The website closes on this at 11 a.m.
The website with the internet will close.
The internet will end.
Listen, let's just do a little ring around, shall we, and see who's kind of listening to this, because we've been talking about this all week in the office. Let's go to the boss man of the cash machine. Is Barry Dunn
first? So you're going to see if Barry Dunn picks up with take
answer
to
5 rings, number one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
he
his
should be, definitely won't.
If anyone should be pronto with answering the phone, it's Barry Dunn.
Yeah.
And will he do the business and answer our call with the correct phrase? Let's have a ring around. He can't win either way now, so don't worry.
It's just a bit of crack. It's just a bit of fun
just
here.
Just a bit of a laugh. Studio.
So Barry, if you're listening, you must answer the phone with take me to Dua Lipa. It's as simple as that, Barry.
I think the internet's already broken, or the phone lines, because the phone ain't ringing. All right, let's try someone else.
What if we try Michaela Hayes?
Let's try Michaela Hayes.
She'd be on the way into work at the moment, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Can she do business? Within those 5 rings.
One ring.
Two rings.
Three rings. Four rings. Come on, Michaela.
Hello?
Well, you did answer within 5 rings, Michaela, but you were meant to say take me to Dua Lipa.
I hate you all. No.
Get out of bed and get into work.
You're in work. Like,
you're late.
Half an hour.
You're meant to be in here at 9. Don't you get out of bed, Michaela, please. The traffic.
We are on. How are you listening to the show if we're in bed, silly Billy?
Magic.
Get out of bed.
Yes, okay. The
right, let's move on. Let's try
your partner. Let's try Dwayne.
Because he's a big fan
of the
show.
He's a fan of the show. Let's see what he does.
Is he good at answering the phone?
He can be.
One ring.
Two rings. Three rings. Four rings.
And that is it. Listen, we beg you.
That is it for our relationship.
Sorry. This is it. This is what we're going to be faced with later today. We're making a call at 12 o'clock. If your phone starts ringing, it's probably us. We beg you, don't make us sit here all day.
No, we guarantee if it is us,
my dog.
We've probably rang 19 people before you, right?
Yeah.
So just make sure and answer that phone within 5 rings and tell us, take me to Dua Lipa.
You don't want to miss out on this gig. It's going to be absolutely whopper. One of the biggest summer gigs happening in the Aviva on Friday.
12 o'clock.
Don't get our missed call.
Please don't.
I need to tell you what happened yesterday because, Emma, you missed it. You were gone, I think, when all this happened in the office yesterday. So basically, we have the person who's ahead of music here in Spin. His name is Gavin.
Love him.
And Gavin sorts all the music for Spin and all the stations that we work with. Gav is a lovely fella.
He's a very, very nice guy.
Very, very sound. And he came down after being in the kitchen for lunch yesterday. Mm. And he kind of says to his mates at the floor, on the floor which we were on, and he said, I just tripped over my lace there in the canteen. Just obviously it was untied and he just, but it wasn't like a falling over type thing. It was just that one of those, oh.
It wasn't like I need stitches.
Yeah, no, no, but he didn't even fall to the ground. It was just one of those, oh, oh God. Yeah,
that banana
was,
peel vibe.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, exactly. But didn't fall to the ground, just kind of stumbled maybe a little bit and he came down and he said, I just tripped over my lace there.
Silly me.
Silly. And we said, ah, Gav, you silly boy. And we all moved on with our day. However, someone who did not move on with their day is the facilities manager here in Spin.
What does that mean? Is that health and safety?
It health and safety comes under his belt.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He was hired to make sure that the building is safe and up to code and also...
Is he the guy that takes pictures of things he doesn't like and sends all out emails?
Yes, that's him. Right. That's him, yeah.
Is he the guy who insisted all the doors have to be closed on the way to the bathroom?
He is that person too, yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't want to be in a rush for those loos, lads.
He came in and within a wet week he was closing doors and he was turning off lights and I don't like it.
We like our doors open.
We like our doors open here.
We like to pee in the dark.
We don't care about security. We want everyone in and out.
We do.
Listen, he's just doing his job, right? So that's fair enough. His facilities manager, he was hired to do a job. However, I don't think he was hired to do this job because yesterday he sent an email after Gavin's little trip. Oh, that was close. Yeah. And I went on to make his tea and went downstairs. We get an email.
Is this the one I deleted?
Is this the one you deleted and you haven't actually seen?
Oh, wow.
And the email's subject line was health and safety near miss.
Oh, no way.
Reminder on footwear.
No.
No, he didn't.
And the email goes as thus.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday. So let's start the week off on the right foot.
Trying to throw a bit of personality in there.
Good.
This morning... In the building, we experienced a health and safety near miss. A member of staff tripped in the kitchen due to an untied shoelace. Fortunately, no one was injured. Oh. But this incident serves as a timely reminder of the importance of wearing properly secured footwear.
Are you having an actual laugh?
Going forward, please ensure your shoes are appropriate for our workplace and securely fastened at all times while on site to help prevent avoidable accidents.
Are you serious?
That bit was in bold.
Yeah.
Thank you again for your attention and for your continued commitment to maintaining a safe working environment for everyone to enjoy.
Now that is someone
manager.
Having a very bored
day. Now can
day.
I just say, this man is a good, he's doing his job, he just has to do his job, right?
We
but
love
in
it.
My opinion, the facilities manager, if you're listening, that really gave off the vibe of haven't done much today now. Yeah. Should probably.
Did anyone trip?
Probably send an all that email there or something.
He loves an all that email, this fella, doesn't he?
So that's what he sent.
And here, was he there when Gavin had the trip? Did he witness the trip?
I can't imagine anyone
this?
Went, oh my God, we need to tell the facilities manager that Gavin nearly tripped. I don't think that happened. But listen, as I said, he is just doing his job. However, the entire fourth floor erupted into laughter. And I think, like kind of midway through our laughter, the facilities manager did walk down the stairs and everyone was like, shut up.
Maybe he was having a joke.
Coming up with, I don't think so. But we started coming up with like other kind of things that we would hopefully get an all out email for. You know, like make sure and use your tissues if you're going to sneeze.
That's better than this.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Make sure and wear a plaster if you get a little tiny paper cut. And then what was your one? You're in calls.
Oh, this was calls. Make sure you do your pees and your poop.
So here's what I'll say, right? Tomorrow, I want us all to wear the most inappropriate footwear.
Oh, I love it.
That we can think of.
Oh, my.
What have you got?
Your wedges are coming in tomorrow.
You got your high heels?
I'm going to wear the wedges,
Fiona.
Amazing.
I think
the Crocs are coming back out.
And they're going to be in chill mode, not even sports mode.
Yes, exactly. And relaxed mode.
I've got the UGG slippers.
Oh, that is a wall-to-wall slip hazard.
Wall-to-wall slip hazard. And we all walk past the facilities managers and we tip our hat and we go, "How are you?"
Just wear fluffy socks.
I'm going barefoot. New music. My
notes. Spins. Fully charged. Recharged. It's Alex Warren and Ordinary on Spin. Don't forget, 11 o'clock this morning is when is your final chance before then to enter to win those Dua Lipa tickets. Head to spin1038.com to get in on that.
Now say it properly.
Dua Lipa.
No, say this the Alex Warren song properly.
Ordinary. Ordinary. Ordinary.
Ordinary.
Ordinary.
So something so out of the ordinary. Doesn't work.
But when you say the word ordinary in your daily life, you don't say ordinary.
I don't know what I'd say ordinary. I'd probably say ordinary.
How often does that come up?
Ordinarily.
And do you know what? On a normal day, Alex Warren doesn't say it like he says it in the song either. It just works for the syntax.
I say he wants to never say that word again.
Yeah, he's over it, I'm sure.
He's like, if something is normal, something is everyday, something is typical.
Mm, exactly. Listen, we got to talk because my life is chaos. And as you may know listening, I got a puppy in February, I think. I think we're 4 months into this venture. And Seamus is amazing. I love him to bits.
That's the puppy, by the way.
That's the puppy. And he's half beagle, half lab. So he's a bit mad, to be quite honest with you. Obviously, there's lab in him, but the beagle in him has him like, he's a hunting dog.
They're scrappy.
I hope my landlord isn't listening.
Oh, yeah.
He's digging up the garden quite a lot at the moment.
No.
That's a bit of a problem. And like one puppy is enough to contend with, you might say. Well, my friend, Aveen, and her partner, when they learned about Seamus and the litter he was from, they were like, oh my God, we are actually in the market for a dog as well. Mm. And at the time, they took Seamus's sister, and her name is Mila. Yeah. Now, they've met a couple of times since, obviously. They went to separate homes, all of us hanging out together. But Ave and her fella are away on holidays this week. So I, yesterday, after work,
went
over to their house. Well, their brother was minding them. Took Mila. Brought Mila to my house, reintroduced the two, and to say yesterday was a very chaotic day.
Yeah. I love the name Mila, by the way.
Mila's a gorgeous name.
Gorgeous name.
Yours should be called Ashton.
Yeah, actually true. I was kind of keeping an eye on them all day. Felt like I had to kind of watch them a little bit because like they're playing, right? And from going to the dog park with Seamus, I remember at the beginning being like, oh my God, he's aggressive or whatever. And I remember one guy who's like a very versed dog owner being like, it's fine. That's just how they play. They play with their teeth a lot. Once the tail is wagging, the dogs are fine. But like watching them all day yesterday, I was like, oh, be careful.
They love to bite each other's heads.
Yeah,
it's a real thing in the dog community that I know.
Mila yesterday had a good lump of Seamus's neck in her mouth for a while.
They love to bite each other's necks.
Yeah, and I was like, good on you, because she's a bit smaller than him, and she was willing to put it up to him, I suppose. But like at one point, they were so tired and exhausted from playing together, but at one point Mila went off to the sitting room just to be like, will he get away from me, just try and have a nap? And he was scratching down the door, let me into her, wouldn't let her have a rest. Had to separate them in crates for a while just to give them a chance to actually get a bit of sleep. They're only 6 months old.
You were sending us video updates, and my favourite was when they both disappeared behind the shed
in the
back of your garden for a while, and then they came out, and whatever happened back there, Seamus had to have a lie down.
I had to text my friend Avery the other day going, wait now a second, they can't get pregnant together, can they? Like, they're brother and sister. I really had the panic. You know, they haven't had that stage yet.
Shouldn't let them behind that shed. I've been behind that shed a few times.
Yeah, and things can happen.
Things can happen.
Anyway, it's chaos. I've two of them now until Monday, and it's great fun, but it is like so full time. But then on Friday, the chaos is getting even more intense.
You're getting another dog.
Not getting another dog on Friday. On top of the two dogs on Friday, I have a baby.
Oh, that's way
congratulations.
Worse.
You don't look a day.
I have a 2-year-old, my nephew, staying with me on Friday night.
No.
And I just got to be out the door between two pups and the baby in the house on Friday.
Two dogs and a baby that you have to mind.
Two dogs
and a baby. I cannot think of anything worse
that
than
sounds
two
awful.
Dogs and a baby.
Two dogs and a baby. Two lads and a trolley. The story of two friends and their journey down the Grand Canal.
Two dogs and a baby. Sound. I do like that though.
I think it's an epic. It's actually not that bad.
Two lads and a trolley.
Yeah,
is very good.
I want to follow.
Okay,
them.
What's worse than two dogs and a baby? 087-711-103. Voice notes are welcome.
Send us your voice notes.
Please let us know. We want to know what's worse than two dogs and a baby.
Some context like that.
Two lads and a trolley is very
two
good.
Two lads and a trolley. I'm gonna pitch that.
What were the movies? Two weddings and a funeral and
four weddings and a funeral. Two men and a baby.
Two girls and. No.
No,
that was something else.
Not doing that.
that was a different thing. Okay, let's do this for the laugh then, yeah?
Yeah.
What's worse then?
Two dogs and a baby.
And a baby.
And a baby.
Voice notes 087-711-1038. Two and one
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was just explaining that I have a second puppy this week. My dog Seamus's sister is staying with me because she belongs to my best friend who's away on holidays. So I have the two pups for a week. It all kicked off yesterday. Have them till Monday. Pretty stressed out. And on Friday, we're adding a baby to the mix as
crazy.
I'm... My little nephew, who's only two, is also staying. And we were saying, or Dave just mentioned, two dogs and a baby.
What's worse?
Sounds like a movie title.
And not a good one.
And we were saying, what's worse than two dogs and a baby? Michelle is standing by. Or Michelle sent a voice note, sorry.
Two broken hands and an itchy bum.
Oh! That's excellent.
Very true.
So true.
We do have Tony there.
What's worse than two dogs and a baby?
Three kids and a husband.
That's very clever.
Say no more, Tony.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Good
bye.
Luck. Right, we've been coming up with our own ones.
Yeah, go on,
I've
Dave.
Got two cats and a vase.
Two cats and a vase. Very good. I've got one boss and a Zoom link.
Yeah,
a story
yeah,
of a call
good.
That could have been an email.
Two dads and a TV to hang up on the wall.
Oh, no. No, cursed. Two nuns and a sandal. The battle between two women of God over the last suitable pair of shoes in the shop.
Very good.
Two mams and a family down the road who just painted their house a horrible colour.
Two uncles and the road frontage. A conversation you can't get away from at your next family function.
Two lips and a cold sore.
Oh, no. And now I kind of went down like Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe.
Okay.
The pre-drinks, the pitch and the blueberry vape.
Oh,
the
very good.
The story of Leaving Cert Results Night.
Two seagulls and a bambino.
Hey! All great movie titles, to be fair. Yeah.
Woodwatch.
1038. Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. Hello there.
Good morning. How are we?
Dolly.
Okay. I want to talk about Facebook.
Okay.
Right, because I've done... millennial. I did a thing, guys. I did a thing. And the thing I did was I got rid of every single person I have on Facebook.
No way.
It took me 10 days.
What?
But and I was getting rid of 100 people per day.
But, why did you do that?
Right now, you're removing them as friends.
Yeah, removed
it's
everyone.
A bit timely, isn't it, on Facebook? Because normally on Instagram, you just do a quick unfollow.
Yeah.
But this, after you have to go into their page,
yes,
click on
everything.
Follow.
It was really, really annoying.
I thought you liked keeping up to date with everyone.
I do, but I've realised that I just don't really care anymore.
Okay.
And I've kind of gotten over it. I want Facebook for like the drama of like, you know, say comments on like the Spins Facebook page.
Yes.
I find that very funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I will never get rid of that. However, I was like, no, I'm going to just get rid of everyone. I'm just going to have zero friends on the thing and I can just, you know, see what's going on on pages and not with people. I don't really care that much. I follow people on Instagram. It's fine.
Okay.
But anyway, so I was doing this thing where I was unfollowing or unfriending people, 100 people a day.
It's a lot of work, man.
Yeah, and I was doing it while I was on holidays as well. So 100 people a day. And all you'd have to do was go to manage friends. And then you click the person and be like, Emma Nolan, unfriend. Or it'd be like, unfriend, confirm.
Ow.
Unfriend, confirm. Unfriend,
ow.
Confirm. So it was two buttons. Unfriend, confirm. I got down to 200 friends and Facebook was like, I don't like this. You're getting rid of all your friends. So it started to change how I was seeing my friends.
Harder.
Right, so they made it harder. So there was no longer a manage friends list. You had to just go into your friends and then go into their profile,
one by one.
Unfriend, which is right next to the unfollow button, by the way. So you don't actually know if you're unfriending them or unfollowing them. And then some people who had deleted their Facebook account,
yeah,
their page was still there. You just couldn't go onto it. But you couldn't unfriend it because they don't have it. There's nothing to unfriend. Why are you showing it to me then?
Do you know what that's Facebook telling you? Put down your phone and spend time with your girlfriend. You supposedly deleted all your apps.
It was
and
only
you found the most boring thing to do instead of going on Instagram.
There is a reason that me and Pippa are so happy together. Mm-hmm. And it's because we do our own thing. Do you know what I mean? We take TikTok home for about 4 hours and then we'll say, are you all right? Grant, go back
that's
to TikTok.
Love. No, that's love.
I know a couple of good friends of mine and they literally get into bed at 9 o'clock and they turn their backs to each other, put in their earphones and watch TikTok for 3 hours.
And I bet you they're the happiest couple ever.
They're getting on very well.
There you go.
It's all good.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Okay, it's now coming up on 10 past 9, 11 o'clock. That is when it all closes, okay? If you want to get yourself to Dua Lipa on Friday, those 4 tickets and that overnight stay, get yourself over to spin1038.com and get yourself registered because that will all close up at 11 and we're making the call back after 12
and
today.
And it's free.
Yes, mm-hmm. Completely free.
But before that, very important business. Terrible scenes and scaries yesterday. Someone was hacked.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's terrible. Carry on.
Is this like my friend... was hacked? Or my like, was it actually you?
No, no, it wasn't me. If it was, I would be...
You should never go to the north side.
Yeah. No, this is, it's a very high high intelligence hack. What do we call them? A sophisticated hack.
Okay.
It looked so similar to a Facebook post that this this site in question, which is Scary's News, shout out to you, would make. Mm. It had all the makings of a real post. A post which read, "Good luck to all participating athletes in the Scary's Triathlon today. The temporary road closures are now in place. The cycle route goes along Balbriggan Road. For full details, see the link." But was that a link to road closures? Was it a link to the Scary's Triathlon route? No. It was a link to an adult website. Some might say a hub.
No!
Sugar me bugger.
Mm-hmm. That is actually quite similar to the video that they said. Kind of what was going on in there. Oh, Emma was one of the
sugar
people who clicked
bugger.
The link. It's its own genre on there, actually.
Wow.
A lot of people love when buggers get sugared. And Scary's News knows this.
Right. Oh, wow, drama.
Do you remember when I told the story of before I worked here, I worked in a dentist.
Yes.
And when I handed in my notice, I then put up an Instagram story of some braces that people can get. And instead of linking to information about braces, I linked to my letter of handing in my notice to my boss.
On the official
that
dentist
That went on the
account.
Dentist Instagram yeah. page.
As a sponsored post.
And I thought, at the time, I thought, oh, I wish I'd shared like an inappropriate video. Yeah. Or I wish I'd shared like nudes or something. And now I know that would not have been the better option. But Scary's News have really... So, okay.
Scary's
they have,
nudes.
Scary's nudes. Very, very good. So they had this link up for a while and they have since responded. The link was taken down and they were quick to set the record straight, telling followers yesterday that a rogue extension briefly hijacked their link. Do you know hackers love to
give information
to hijack small town news sites?
So what do you think happened here? The organizer of the account had the link on their phone and accidentally just posted it. It was just what they were enjoying,
and they were named at the end. So they did
a big
Facebook post explaining, "We were hacked, gas all together. We caught it fast, fixed it faster, but the internet never forgets, and now here we are. We're back to being wholesome-ish. Thanks for riding this chaotic wave with us." There
Weird
was a
word.
Bit of riding going on. "You guys are absolute legends. Signed, Emily," okay, "and David." David.
They were having
David.
A nice afternoon, weren't they?
And then they did the hiding eyes emoji, the link emoji, and a sparkle.
Okay.
Now, this has popped off yesterday. I obviously head to Lad Bible to pick out my favourite comments, and some of these I'm paraphrasing. "Didn't see anything about road closures, only openings." "Did everyone finish?" "Race."
Yeah,
okay.
Good.
And then just some lad... I think he forgot where he was. He said, "Was the clip any good?"
I was honestly expecting you to be like, "What's the link?"
And someone responded with, "It was something like, I punished my wife by sleeping with her sister," or something. I'm like, "Okay, so you watched that link in full, sir, and you really enjoyed it."
It was something like this. I don't remember.
I'm not even sure myself.
Yeah. Rough day just, in the office just, for David.
That was just my guess.
I think it was something like that. Some stepsister situation.
Sugar me bugger or something like that. I don't know.
Where's the MC? Bees and Honey.
They were on it too.
I was about to say.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Spin, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona from 10 o'clock this morning. Michaela's here giving you your weekend passes to Longitude. So make sure you're here from 10.
Nice.
Woohoo.
For now though, I have something that I need to come forward with.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh. Da 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 da.
I'm officially a criminal. I'm officially a badass person.
Whoa.
Da 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 da.
Oh. In the last few days, I realized that I have been accidentally scamming my 91-year-old grandmother Phyllis.
Emma.
Now, this is poor behaviour. I realise that. I'm going to bring you back to about 8 months ago. My granny wanted some particular type of throw for... She was talking about it. She couldn't find it in the shops.
What's a throw?
A throw is like something for the couch.
All right.
Right. Like a little blankie.
Come on.
know, like a throw for the bank, okay, for the couch or whatever.
Throw it over you.
And I said to my granny when she talked to me about how she'd been looking high and low for this thing, have you tried, I know that she can't try ordering it online, but I said, would you like me to try and see if I can find what you're looking for online? I said, uh-huh, great, you can just put in the colour you want and the texture you want, blah, blah, blah.
It's all online, these
days. Exactly.
It's all online.
So we had a little look together. She was thrilled when we found what she was looking for. And I said, don't worry about it. I'll order it and I'll get it delivered to your house. All good. This was through a little old company, a startup, I believe, called Amazon, right?
Oh, a small mom and pop shop.
Exactly. But my granny insisted, no, you're not paying for this. Take my card and do what you need to do. So I said, fine, that's fine. So that was grand. Last week, I was waiting for a dress to arrive to the wedding that I went to last weekend in Manchester. There was no sign of it. So I went back through my orders. And when I was looking back through my orders, I noticed a card number on some of my orders. Bear in mind, my granny, and or when I ordered this throw from my granny, I'm going to guess it was last October, okay? It's 2024 vibes.
What?
It was ages ago. I went back through my orders and realised on some random miscellaneous, like no sense as to why this random card number was beside some of my orders, I realised they were defaulting. They had saved my granny's card onto my account.
No.
And every now and again, when you know, sometimes with Amazon, you just kind of go buy now rather than going through all the hoops.
I hate the way it does
you do
that.
If you have your granny's card.
You click buy now and it just instantly buys it. You're like, I didn't mean buy now.
I meant like buy in a minute.
Yeah.
Where's the buy in a minute button?
No, but you know what I'm saying? Normally the buy now would take you to another tab to really think about things.
Yeah, it's like, not one click and done.
Exactly, right? So I was none the wiser, naturally, on my heart. So since last October, I have accumulated €122.46 that I owe my grandmother.
That's nothing.
I thought it was going to be a lot worse. Yeah, and I really did get a fright.
It could have been way worse.
When you start seeing it come up first, you're like, I could owe this woman hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And then I was like, how do I explain this?
Oh, she wouldn't marry her.
Don't
explain.
What does she need the money for?
I've already told her she's listening now. I had to say to my dad first, I was like, you know, it's his mother. So I explained it to him to be like, you know, and he's also a former guard. So I was like, Dad!
Oh.
I've made a mistake.
She's going to prison.
I'm going to jail.
Throw away the key.
So my dad, whatever he had to do to try and explain it to her, but like, when I spoke to her, she was like, yeah, I don't understand. It's fine.
If I,
like,
told my granny that I had accidentally spent £100 of her money on stuff for me, she would be delighted.
Aww.
Oh, great. I don't need it. I don't need it.
Well, here's the
things. Well, my granny's dead. Thanks for bringing it up.
Here are the things that my granny accidentally bought for me. A fake hair ponytail.
Now she'd be happy that you rocked that.
Thank you very much, yeah. Two sun loungers for the garden.
Essential. Yeah.
And a running dog lead.
I just can't believe that you didn't notice this not coming out of your account. Literally, I know what's in my bank account at all times.
I normally would as
and
well.
And the second I spend €2, I'm like, I'll just check the bank account, make sure that went out.
Oh, no, I don't like
crap,
to look at mine.
It did go out.
I'd be all
I
over
don't
it
look
all
at
times.
Mine until things get bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a friend of mine who never checks her bank account every month. She just wings it.
So
she
anyway,
wing it until it runs out.
You play the gangster music.
I'm a gangster. I scammed my granny. I'm a bad person, Dave. I had to go to a former guard and say, I made a mistake.
If it was like 10 grand, I'd understand
like
the gangster
fair.
Music.
Yeah.
You bought a deck chair.
It sounds like a
your granny
joke.
Bought you a present.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Days.
People still think it says guardy, guardy, guardy.
Yeah.
It is get ready, get ready, get ready.
Oh, I know.
Get ready. Yeah, no, no, what did you think it said?
Gurdy. And I was like, I love it.
We want to give you a holiday, all but thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Tammy's on to give this a go this morning, just after dropping the kids to school. What's the plan now?
Oh, I'm actually going to go to the gym.
Yes, very Tammy, good. I like it. Very good.
Get that summer bod ready.
Productive day.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Let's see if we can get that. We get that summer body ready for the summer holiday that you're potentially going to win right now. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket, Tammy. Have you heard this game before?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, right. Well,
no.
Listen, Tammy, in essence, some songs are going to play and you need to guess the songs and artists within 25 seconds. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
So, does that sound like something you'd be up for?
Yeah.
Okay, let me run you through some of the rules, all right, Tammy, because most of them favour you, to be honest. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song song an artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Tommy, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can't do that on the... you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Tommy, you just shout the word swap, all right?
Okay.
And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself. Get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Tommy?
Yeah.
You ready to give this a go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, where are you from?
Crumlin.
Very nice. Tammy in Crumlin. Big up Crumlin. Fiona is also living there. All right, Tammy from Crumlin. We got 25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I'm so mature, collected
and sensible. Any idea? Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. Yes. What's the song called?
Please.
No.
No, it's another
one. The other one. Do you know what? Swap it, Tammy. Swap it.
If you don't know. Say swap.
It's please,
no, no, say, no. Tammy, say swap.
Swap.
Say swap.
Swap.
Swap. Yeah. Yeah. Let's swap it out. Let's swap it out.
She just has too many songs to keep up with, I think. That was Busy Woman from Sabrina Carpenter, but not to worry.
Oh, no.
Scratch that out and start all over again.
Yeah, it's okay, all good. Right. It's like a brand new game, Tommy, so you don't have to worry about it at all.
Okay.
Clock has been reset back to 25 seconds.
Here we go. A brand new song, one tapping. You're going to know this one, I have a feeling. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Opposite,
Bruno Mars. Yes, stop the clock. That's what we like, Tommy.
80 from, or Apate from Rosé and Bruno Mars. Song one, now in the bag. Well done.
And you got that one in just over 3 seconds. Yay. So you've got a 21.83 seconds left for the rest of the game.
Oh,
for
your fourth song.
No, that's very good. That's a bit more than 5 seconds per song.
So yeah, absolutely.
I like it.
Let's go for song two. I think you're going to know this one as well, Tommy. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Lady Gaga, Abracadabra.
Stop the clock.
Well done, Lady Gaga.
Yes, Tommy.
And Abracadabra, you did it.
Knocking it out of the park now. You've got you're doing amazing, Tommy. You've got 17.5 seconds left for 3 more songs. Do it for Crumlin.
Absolutely. Let's get with this one and we'll be more than halfway through. Song 3 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I know sleep is friends with
death, but maybe I should... You and me belong together.
Yes.
Belong together.
Yeah, by who? Yes.
Mark Amber.
Good, very good, very, very good.
Beautifully done, Mark Amber and Belong Together. Well done.
And I like the way you showed us your findings.
Yeah.
Show how you get to the answer. All right, Tammy. No, you're killing it. You've got 2 songs left and you've got 7 seconds.
Okay.
So let's say 3.5 seconds per song. No, you're killing it.
Okay. No pressure.
No pressure at all. 7 seconds to guess 2 songs. It can be done. Let's go for song 4. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, God, I don't know that one.
Oh, no, do you not?
There's no swap left.
Unfortunately, there was no swap left.
Can I not swap?
You already did.
One swap per game.
Oh, I only got 1 swap, did I? Oh, here, I'm Tommy. Sweating. It's a lot harder than it is. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Tommy.
I'm sweating.
Have a little listen.
I don't know that one.
Do you remember Mimi Webb?
I heard that. I know.
Through these red flags.
It's Mimi Webb and Red Flags.
Oh, wouldn't I got that one?
No, that's a hard one. At least you wouldn't have got it. At least it wasn't like on the tip of your tongue.
If I had got to the last one.
Yeah, you'd be sick.
Oh, God.
Tommy, did you have fun even though you were sweating?
Yeah, I did.
Listen,
you don't need to go to the gym.
You're sweating.
I know, I just want to say that.
Yeah, your Apple Watch is going to tell you your heart rate was up enough anyway, so you're good. Yeah.
Tommy.
Go ahead, or when you're on the phone, if I was listening to the radio now, I'd be like, I knew that song.
You're dead right, it's a lot more pressure. But Tammy, you did a fantastic job. Well done, and thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Anyway.
See you, hon.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
What a player.
I love Tommy.
Thank God for the swap, lads.
Yeah, honestly.
Because without that swap, that would have been a 1-song game. She would have crashed out and song one and it would have been the end of it.
Yeah, it was nearly getting to 0.
Back in the day, we didn't have a swap.
No.
Yeah. At the very beginning,
No.
That was something that evolved with time.
Yeah. I love how Tammy stuck to her guns and just kept saying, please. And then said, please, please. It's please, please, please. So, yeah, that took up a lot of time.
And it also wasn't that.
No. Yeah. All right, let's do this again. Let's try and give this away. What a player Tammy was today. Could be you taking this holiday off us tomorrow. Message us the word golden to answer on WhatsApp. Our number is 087 711 1038. And here he is, Mark Amber. And Belong Together on Spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, it is everyone's favourite part of the show, the part when I get to talk about exactly what I want. And today, I thought I'd offer a bit of advice. Big news story. I was talking about it earlier. Scary's news. Meant to share information about a triathlon route and accidentally shared the link to an adult website.
This
which
is a Facebook
many of
page, Scary's News, is it?
Yes, Scary's News.
Which many of us frequent at what?
The page, the link to which they shared.
Oh, something where you'd
I spend a bit of time on there.
I would frequent Scary's News.
It's Scary's News we follow. But, so they decided to use the excuse of they were hacked. Okay? And I just think it's not that convincing. So I've come up with some alternatives of what they could have said okay. instead. Okay? Number one, I shared the link because I was rehearsing for a play in which I play a man who gets his jollies in the workplace. Just own it. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Number two, sex ed shouldn't be taught by nuns anymore. It should be taught by Facebook link. They're looking to be informative to the kids.
Yes. Yeah.
Number three.
Imagine your sex ed. Yeah, here's the hope.
Here's the hope.
I'm going for a cup of tea.
On a link that's meant to be for a triathlon. Number three. I thought it was a link to Thorn Shrub. A website showing prickly bushes to look out for along the route.
Probably was prickly bushes.
In a way it was. Do you know what I mean? I just think hacked.
Who's the comedian here?
I did set you up for that. But you're welcome. So yeah, I just think not very convincing, the hacking.
No.
I think there were more creative ways that you were
I just think it's amazing that 2 weeks in you just openly admitted to, you know, spending a lot of time there.
Hey, I'm open. I'm a modern woman. Mm. And it's 1999, goddammit. Why can't I check out thornshrub.com?
Favorite category?
I'm going to leave. I stop this immediately.
Here's Mimi Webb and Red Flag.
You are Red Flags.